Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We've been talking over the last couple of weeks about how that we can build as parents the attitude of gratitude into the lives of our kids. And we want to maximize this season of the year to teach our children it's important to be thankful for all the blessings that God has given and that we experience and enjoy today. And of course, if you've missed any of those ideas, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to listen to any of the past episodes. Well, Bruce, what do we want to chat about today?
Well, Cap, we want to talk about making memories. And with Thanksgiving just less than a week away here, it's time for us to start thinking and planning about what's going to happen around our table. And we want to keep the focus on being thankful, not just the butterball and football and shopping and hunting and all that's going to follow.
Well, that sounds like a daunting task. What are you suggesting?
Well, there's several ideas that we can use to set the table, so to speak, before we pray and sit down to eat. So Dr. Dobson had an annual tradition at his table, sprinkling kernels of corn over the table as a decoration. We could use candy corn for this as well. And before the prayer, the person sitting at the head of the table would have a bowl at his or her plate, and he would start the process by picking up a kernel or two and naming something that he is thankful for while dropping the kernel into the bowl, and then passing the bowl around the table, allowing each person to pick up a kernel or two of corn and share something that they are thankful for as well. And they can share as many things as they have kernels of corn to share. And when the bowl gets back to the head of the table, the one asking the blessing then can thank the Lord for all the blessings that were represented within that bowl.
Well, what exactly are you going to do with the bowl of kernels afterwards?
Well, we want to put it in a place where it can be seen throughout the rest of the day in celebration to serve as a visual reminder of what we're thankful for.
Well, I would imagine with everybody's hands all over them, I doubt too many of them are going to be munching on them,
well,
I suppose.
At least the adults anyway. With kids, though, you never know.
That's true. Well, good point. What else can we do to make the table time a significant part of the day?
Well, for family devotions this week, maybe a fun project would be to find as many verses that have the word thanksgiving or thanks in as possible. Mm-hmm. And you could use a concordance or something like that.
A what?
A concordance. I guess I'm showing my age. That's a real big book that would let you look up a key word like Thanksgiving and find all the verses in the Bible that had that phrase in it.
Ah, I see. Well, Bruce, this is 2009. Today
okay.
We use netbible.org.
Ah.
I did this and 20 verses came up with the word Thanksgiving in them.
Well, that's great because you need at least one verse per person who's coming to dinner. So if you're having 20 people coming, you need 20 verses. And then what you could do is help your kids print or write or type those verses on one side of a 3x5 place card. And then you could turn that card over and write the names of all the guests who are coming to dinner on the other side. And that's a great way to pray for all of your guests, too, by the way, by name, and thank the Lord for what they mean to you and to your family. And then on Thanksgiving Day, you could put the place cards around the table, and when everyone finds their place and sits down, you ask them to turn the card over and read the verse, and it's a great way just to have a time around the Word of God before dinner starts.
Well, thank you, Bruce. These are some great ideas on how we can start our meal this coming Thursday and also give some good time to reflect on the attitude that all of us as parents are trying to reinforce on this special day where we can stop and thank the Lord for all that He's done for us. So, Bruce, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, we're going to start looking at some of the same ideas for how we can help our kids get ready for Christmas. And we're really working on helping you as parents become prophet priests in your own family. So we're going to talk a little bit about maybe creating a family Advent wreath and see how you can begin to prepare for that very special day of Christ's birth.
That sounds like a plan. Well, thank you, Bruce. And so for all of us here at House on the Rock Family Ministries, we want to wish all of you who are listening today and your families a very meaningful and very happy Thanksgiving. But until next time, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.